Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Gar, are you drinking juice again? What have I fucking told you?
What are we talking about juicing in the house?
So suck tomorrow.
That's what you said last year.
You're the only human being on Earth who gets drunk off of juice.
You know what?
What?
That's because he was dubbed by 4Kids.
I still love that. If Death Note was dubbed by 4Kids, it was going to be called the Disappearing Note.
You should.
It doesn't kill people; it just makes them disappear forever.
You should see the video. There's a parody.
It was a joke.
There's a video of some Japanese comedians who made a parody called Debu Note, where when they wrote your name in it, you became fat.
It's funny for a fan of the musicals. They made a joke about Death Note, where if you wrote instead of death, as in like you die, death as in like you can't hear anymore.
Death Note.
Yeah.
No, I remember the Smosh video where like. I think it was Ian had the Death Note, and then I forgot what the other one.
So
Anthony had the Life Note.
Oh, so he could
bring himself back to life.
Yeah.
Anyways,
standing on Minecraft.
Anyways, we got some news to go through today.
What news?
What? We have more news? Fuck. Why does it like pile up so much in the week?
Why is it that every week there's news?
Every week.
It feels like the world just happens around us.
So world. Can the news just, like, take a break for, like, a week? Make our jobs easier?
Good news, Gar's been starting to watch George's Bizarre Adventure.
I'm on episode 3.
Okay, you're watching the dub or the sub?
Sub.
Okay, good, man.
Make me up.
Like, I'm not dissing Johnny.
Don't actually, because I don't watch JoJo.
You should watch JoJo. So much English. So
anyways.
It's me a deal.
News!
News!
Okay, I was going to talk about the rumored suits for Q Ranger, but apparently that post got taken down.
I got it. Don't worry. Don't worry, everybody. I got it.
Okay, I don't got it.
No, I got it. Here it is.
Okay, you'll have to send me the picture.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at, if you're watching the video version.
Put it on screen. Ooh. That's
the, nice. The so-called suit for the red Q Ranger, the upcoming next Sentai.
I like it.
I actually like that design.
Yeah.
It's like a musical beat.
Whoa. Hang on.
It's a rough design. It's like the sketch
design. It's
concept
art.
Yeah, it's the concept art design.
Okay, good, because for a minute there, it's like, why does this look like Ninja?
Oh, trust me.
Touching the fucking sash.
Oh, trust me, have you seen Ninja's, like rough art?
I don't know. The one with the circular visor hole in the face thing?
It's terrible. It was terrible. I'm going to show you a picture of that, Raven.
That looks like it's supposed to be like a fucking rhythm game ranger.
Because I ain't got rhythm. Because I ain't got rhythm.
But yeah, this image apparently comes from a source that's been supposedly credible in the past, but I didn't look into how credible. Alright, and before we go to our next story... Oh, what's this? Something just popped up on my radar.
What?
Woo! Oh my god, it's the actual Q Ranger suit!
Oh my god. What a fun, colorful...
What a
bunch
way
of
better
Rangers.
Fucking design that is.
I know! Ours been fan squealing.
Yeah,
all
no,
day.
Literally. Literally, we were just, like, sitting here, like, I was
swear
playing
to God,
Street...
the Yellow no. Ranger looks like Naga.
I was, like, playing Street Fighter or something, and then just Garza's room hears, and I'm like, the fuck was that? Q-Ranger designs!
Gar's dying in the next room over.
Okay, so...
He loves Sentai more than Ryder, personally. So,
first look at 41st Super Sentai Team Uchu Sentai Q-Ranger.
And...
So first, I'm just gonna read this off before we start criticizing.
Let Gar say his thing.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yay!
Yay!
As the name of the team suggests, the Q Ranger team has nine heroes.
Yay! So, larger teams like Kyoryuger. I love it.
Get it? Q. Q.
That was the joke. We said that when it was first announced.
Q. Nana. Hutch.
Although apparently they're based on constellations instead of the planets.
Yes, the Q Rangers are. Shishi Lion, Red Lion, Okami Blue, Wolf Blue, Kajiki Yellow, Swordfish Yellow.
So all Shinkenger sorts.
Yeah, Chameleon Green, Washi Pink, Eagle Pink, okay?
Pink Eagle, oh my god.
Oshi Black, Taurus Black, Sasori Orange,
Scorpion
Orange.
We're going from Red Ranger Eagle to Pink Ranger Eagle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with this.
Me too.
Wait.
Okay.
There's
Ted,
more.
Ted Bingle.
You skipped one.
No.
Sorry. He said orange.
Alright. Libra Gold. And
Hebi Tsukai
Silva, which is
Ophiuchus
Silva. Holy fucking shit.
Honestly,
there are 9 of them.
Ichi, I bet.
Actually, Gar, there's going to be 12.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there are going to be 12.
Violet Ichi, Virgo.
If you think about it,
Navy Sagittarius.
The new Knights of the Zodiac.
Actually, I'm calling it now 13 only because of that last one.
He's going to be V Cinema.
Ichi.
No,
there'll
I mean...
be another Blue Ranger, and it'll be Cancer, and you'll be forever favorite Blue Ranger.
I mean, that last Ranger, the Silver Ranger, isn't technically one of the 12. It's the unofficial 13th. So, I'm kind of just calling 13
so
Rangers.
So, we're missing Virgo?
The twins, right?
Gemini?
Yeah, Gemini.
Yeah, Virgo,
oh, there'll be
Gemini.
A pair of them!
Oh, there's no Aquarius.
Yeah.
Alright, so Gemini, Virgo, Aquarius.
Which the fuck one is
and
Wolf?
Cancer. Oh, Blue.
No, I mean, which
yeah, they're
Zodiac
not really going with
way.
Their actual
so,
names, but.
Okay, so me and Ichi are Cancer. What are you, Gar?
Aquarius.
You're Aquarius, and what are you, Raven?
Cancer.
Oh, you're also Cancer? Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm like literally.
We're all a Cancer on the internet!
I'm literally, like, within the last couple days of it.
Yeah.
Just. We also seen the Morpher.
Yes, so if we're looking at the video version, you can see that they've got a wrist-mounted Morpher, which
it's not wrist-mounted. It's like Shoryu Gold's Morpher, where you have to hold it in your hand.
It'll probably strap to your arm.
It's like, it sits on your wrist, and you hold it in place with a fist grip, which looks, like Gabarik Changer, as well as the Ryuki visor, kind of.
Yeah.
I immediately noticed the star-shaped thing on it, which is probably the Henshin Trinket, which immediately reminds me of the Ninshuriken.
Kinda a little.
Just, oh
my. I'm hoping it at least either doesn't spin or looks better.
Oh, it's gonna spin.
Oh, no.
Probably.
It's gonna be like Ultraman Mabius' Morpher.
No, you know what?
You gotta spin the ball.
No, you know what they do? They have, once they put it on, they have to, like, slide it forward like it's a shooting star.
Okay.
That's my guess.
So, for their designs here, they're very interesting, to say the least. They're going to take some getting used to for me personally, but if I had to pick two that I really like right now, I like the White Ranger and I like the
Silver.
Gold.
Silver!
Oh, it's Silver?
Yes!
Oh,
you said that!
I'm sorry.
Gold and Silver!
Sorry, it looks white in that photo. Okay, Silver and Gold Rangers I like the most.
Silver
right now.
And Gold.
Yes.
Topical. Silver and Gold.
Yeah.
Beaten Stagbuster Month.
These are some very esoteric looking helmets, but in a good way.
Okay, let's see here.
I can't get over how much the Green Chameleon Ranger's helmet looks like he has, like, cat ears.
No, he's bug eyes.
Alright, so I'm gonna quickly go through Sentai history. Every time there's an anniversary season, they always try to do something different with the next series. So, like, Hurricanger, how about we have two Rangers that are evil? Genius. Just Geki Ranger, what are we gonna do? Give him no belts. Okay. Go Busters, how about instead of spandex, we do it leather? Alright, Q Ranger. Fuck it, let's make 9. But, like, throughout the whole series? No. At the start.
You know what? I have a feeling that we're only going to see 5 at first, and the other 4 are going to show up later.
Well, yeah, the core team that I know of is red, blue, yellow, green, and black.
Can I just say, we can't really see too much of Black's suit in this shot, but he looks fucking awesome!
Yeah. Right?
I sent this to my friend Matt, who is, like, the head of, like, president of the Toronto Power Rangers. He said no comment until they're actually in action or if we see a trailer.
I'm going to take time out of this important podcast to mention that someone I know said no comment.
Yeah.
Well done.
Awesome.
I can't get over how much the gold one looks like Beatbuster in terms of the color placements.
And my other friend mentioned, it's like, is it me or... Oh yeah, they have a sphere. I just noticed that. They all have a sphere.
Oh, it's in the middle of the star.
Yeah. And
on the middle of their chests.
Wow.
Yep, because Fuck.
Can they all be Ultramans where it's like boop 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 boop
boop? So now we've gone from
it literally goes off when their air supply is about to run out.
Yes.
So now
I know what you're about to say, but before you say that, we need to go further in depth into this article.
Okay, go for it.
So, aside from the Rangers, we also got information from the toy catalog about the show's collectible gimmick. They are called Q-Tama, which I guess means nine egg. And each hero will have one corresponding to the constellation, which is probably their Zords or their morphing trinkets.
Yes, it's like the power animals from Galranger.
Oh, that explains why there are additional ones here.
Yes.
So the additional ones mentioned here are Kujira, which is the whale.
Gojira?
Kenbikyo, which is a microscope. Ryoken, which is a hound. Andromeda and Perseus. As for the team's weapons, they are equipped with the Seiza Blaster, and Seiza means constellation. The Q Sword, the Q Axe, and the Q Spear.
Oh, chances are that's going to be like a combination
weapon. Digo Ichi's spear weapon!
Yeah, which means the toy version is going to be shit. And finally, the team's mecha are called Voyagers.
Oh, Star Trek!
Yeah.
It's the Mega Voyagers.
Star Trek.
The first few Voyagers are, of course, Shishi Voyager, Okami Voyager, Kajiki Voyager, Chameleon Voyager, Washi Voyager, Oshi Voyager, Sasori Voyager, Tenbin Voyager, and Hebitsukai Voyager. And finally, the giant robo they combined into is called Kyureno.
Alright.
So, now you can say what you were going
to
say.
So, we've gone from cubes to spheres. So, what's next? Triangles?
No, dodecahedron. Yes.
That too. That will be the sixth ranger.
Except we already had this season dodecahedron.
Alright. So here's what I'm thinking on how like the Megazord toys will work. You remember how in Shikenger where the emblems transformed into the robots?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Bakugan?
Yes.
Alright.
Oh my god, they're Bakugan! Bakugan, bro! Bakugan, stand! Fuck!
You're a loser for fucking remembering
that. Ability activate!
Do they have ability cards?
Yes! Basically, they're going to be spheres, and then they're going to transform, and then they're just going to revert back into the sphere.
Damn it! And they'll launch them out of Beat-em-on launchers.
Alright, but if you
scroll... That's probably what's on their wrist! Those are the launchers!
Actually, those are the morphers.
It could be both!
That's it.
All I know is if those are the morphers, I want one.
Just.
It probably is.
No. Okay, I was having a shit, and I confirmed.
Thanks for sharing.
I confirmed.
I did indeed shit. I was having a shit when I discovered this news.
No, I'm just joking. But no, before we started, in my head, I confirmed. I'm getting vinyl figures of all of them.
Can I just say, so sorry, Orange's helmet looks like it's got a question mark.
What am I?
Why am I orange?
What am I?
We already have an Orange Ranger.
We have two.
Yep.
Oh, he makes number three.
Yep.
No, but my friend mentioned, it's like, is it me, or does it look like they have armor on? Yeah. A
little bit.
A space Sentai, which has armor.
Specifically shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And that's why gold looks like Beatbuster.
Is it me? Or, is Sentai trying to take a nod at Metal Heroes since next year's Metal Heroes 35th anniversary?
Maybe.
What's also cool is, like, if you look at the Silver Ranger's helmet, like, it looks, like, longer. It looks like a cone head.
I'm sorry, but I feel sorry for Pink.
Why?
Yeah, Pink's is weird.
No, not even that. Not design-wise. Male, female.
Hey, you don't know. Don't assume genders, Gar. We don't do that anymore.
Hey, you never know. The Red Ranger might be a chick.
Just remove the logo. There's a skirt.
Fucking. I think we're ready for a female green.
Just a quick.
It's Melee! It's a chameleon!
Oh, for
It's Melee!
Blue Ranger is totally a girl.
I don't know.
Orange Ranger's female? Because she's going to sting you?
Usually, if it's a female Blue Ranger, it's a lighter shade of blue.
Well, yeah. Maybe this is the year we break tradition.
Just quickly looking at the logo, I love the logo.
I like it.
It's like a shooting star.
It's Sentai Killinger!
It reminds me of Gem. and the holograms.
Jam is my name.
No! The movie's yes! shit! No, I'm not talking about the movie!
The 80s series.
Sure, that was still shit too.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Holy shit! H is like, I fucking like German holograms.
Well, fuck with my
No, that was a show for girls, right, E.G.?
I don't care.
Okay.
So
was Sailor Moon.
And My Little Pony.
Right?
Yeah, you fucking hypocrite.
Hey, at least, my brony days are long over.
So are they saying, really?
Yes.
So
I hear My Little Pony coming from your room. But no. Ichi Sentai Kyuranger, coming 2017.
On Dragon Ball Z.
On Dragon Ball Z.
No!
Yeah, you haven't done that in a while.
I know, I missed it.
Stop!
But, okay.
Wait, it's not the same narrator for Super.
Just Pink Eagle, why?
Because...
No, and the worst part is her visor is literally like an eagle.
What the... Their visors are all their animals.
Also, we already did a lion last for fucking JoJo. We already did an eagle. We don't need another eagle or fucking lion for a Sentai, thank you very much. Like, I get it, constellations, but still.
Damn it.
What?
We already have a Black Ranger. We can't have an evil Ranger. No, yes, Black Hole Ranger.
No, he'll be purple.
Nega Ranger. No, wait, we already did that.
What are the villains going to be like? Are they going to be from space, too?
You know what? Probably. I want all of them from space.
Probably.
Fuck Earth.
They're from KO 35.
For once, fuck Earth. Let's just stay in space.
Fuck Earth.
What if Genis was supposed to be in Kyuranger?
No.
Like the Blood Game was meant for the Kyuranger.
What if this is a prequel?
No.
What if the Blood Game happened on their planets, and then they all joined together to fight Genis, but then they realize, oh shit, Genis is destroyed. Wait a minute, he had a younger sibling. Let's go after him.
All I know is, when they do the Jojer Kyuranger movie, just Yamato's gonna look over at Pink. Pink Eagle? What
and
the
Leo's
fuck?
Leo's gonna look over at Red.
Well, yeah, we've already had like fucking two Lion Rangers.
Just
alright, so Kyuranger suits looking great. Can't wait to see.
There's
more.
Just one thing I have to say, but just one more thing.
What?
Can you imagine what they're going to do with this for Power Rangers?
Huh. If they dub it.
I don't know. Space did fucking amazing, so...
And that wasn't
That's because the story built on the previous seasons.
Hey. That and, you know, it wasn't even the Space Sentai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright, anyways.
Cool, looking forward to it.
From something universally... Oh, everyone is okay with to something most people are vomiting over.
What? Kill it! Kill it! Kill it!
Newest cast member revealed for the Lionsgate Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie is the aliens from Metal Slug 3, apparently. In the form of what they're calling Alpha 5.
You know what it looks like? It just looks like Alpha one day just tried to morph and just fucked him up.
Yeah!
Like, it came out horribly.
He does look like he tried to put on a Power Ranger suit and just it went poorly.
Like... The joke that I've seen is that he looks pregnant.
Yeah, it's just the way he's leaning.
But, okay, here's the thing. I am okay with the body of it.
Yep.
But the fucking headlight eyes
are just haunting
my nightmares!
Yeah, no, the eyes are... And the worst thing is, they're making a figure of this guy!
And this is supposed to be someone kids are gonna find cute and adorable and hilarious!
Bill Hader's voice is gonna come out of this thing!
The guy who does Fear and BB-8.
I swear to God, they just took a look at Alpha and said, hey, his head is a flying saucer, and just drove it into the fucking ground.
You know what? You know what I actually could see? What if
the concept or his head?
Both.
No. What if he just starts off as the head, and then
lowers onto body.
Have any of you guys ever seen Star Trek First Contact?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I have, but like...
Remember when the Borg Queen...
Yeah.
...kachucks herself on the body?
What you just said.
Yeah. No, that.
So
yeah.
It's a Transformer Headmaster.
There you go.
If you know what the weird part about that theory is? If you look at the shot where he's facing backwards, it looks like there's a screw coming out of the bottom of his head. Oh God, that's
his
a possibility.
Head screws on to the rest.
I wonder if Billy will have to fix him in this one too.
Just
and always twirling towards freedom.
This looks so dumb.
God damn it!
We're gonna hear this
This was posted by IGN Snapchat.
A lot of people were like, this is his concept art, right? No.
No. No. No. And of course, right beside it is, look, Q Retro Mitch.
Yeah. Alright.
Anyways, oh boy.
No, it's like, Walter Jones, happy birthday.
Hold on. What was that?
I like it.
You like it.
Yeah. Cell also likes it.
I think that looks actually pretty decent. I mean, considering what the Megazord looks like, the Power Ranger suits look like, I think that's actually a really solid redesign for Alpha.
No, see, if he just
matches the design aesthetic of the show, the movie.
No. Because all the Rangers have their fucking eyes sticking the fuck out like appendages.
Okay. Sorry, Lane, but I just
He's more alien.
Lane, you bring up your thing first.
If he didn't have the headlight eyes, it's fine.
They could have been totally fine to have him to have the fucking classic Geordi LaForge style face thing, because he's supposed to be half alien, half robot.
I'll only have one there's only one thing I got now.
Hmm.
How tall is he compared?
Probably the same height.
Hopefully.
Because if this thing's
a nah, he's a midget.
No, if this thing's the same size as the table that we have our mic on right now, I am going to drop kick him so hard.
As long as he's not, like, human-sized. Because, Jesus.
He'll be human-sized.
No.
What?
Yes.
You know what?
Just his arms. Just looks like he could crush them.
We could have Rom the Robot be Alpha 5, and everyone would be okay with it.
You know what? I'm going to refer to this through my own headcanon as Alpha 1 through 4. Because, God, this is not 5.
So, I think I know where Q-Ranger just got their inspiration from.
What? Oh, for fuck's sakes!
Where are these guys?
Oh, yeah, the Ninja Sentai.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Captain.
Put it up on the screen. Woo, Ninja Captain.
Alright, so moving on from that monstrosity, we get something that came out of the Power Rangers Extended Universe that I'm actually very okay with.
Oh, right, I heard about this.
This came out back in August.
And now we have a picture of it.
I've had the book for months.
Thanks for sharing.
I've mentioned this before.
He did.
Well, we never got to talk about it on Extra. Well, not show pictures of it. So, from the Boom Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic.
Annual.
There was a side story about Bulk and Skull gaining powers.
Because the Rangers were kidnapped by the Monster of the Week.
So, Bulk becomes the Purple Warthog Ranger, and Skull becomes the Orange...
Dodo Bird.
Dodo Bird Ranger.
The Dodo Bird? That's amazing! And I love Dodo Birds.
The best part is the names of their Zords. Bulk's is the Baconadon.
Baconadon!
And Skull's is the Feather Dactyl.
Feather Dactyl!
You want to know the funny part, though? They do beat the monster.
That's awesome.
And everyone's like, they did it?
Well, at least they have attitude.
Just the worst part is, like, go back up. Bulk's gut is just fucking hanging out, and then just
Skull's
pants are fucking loose.
Skull's tights aren't tight enough.
Actually, Raven, that's the joke. When the Rangers get captured, Zordon says, "We need Rangers with more attitude," and thus they show Bulk and Skull, because they're dressed up.
Can we get legacy figures, please?
New York Comic Con legacy figures.
Bulk and Skull.
That's what they need to do. For all the comic exclusive like outfits, they need to make them San Diego and New York Comic Con.
I will buy if they make figures of these two. I would buy them.
You know what they need to do with the Boom comics?
What?
Animated series. That'd be cool. I think that'd be cool.
Let's just be happy we have a comic.
Yeah, no, I am, but I think this would be really cool. Like, especially this adventures of these two.
Especially
that'd be a fun little miniseries.
Especially what happened this month in the Power Rangers comic that made everyone lose their fucking shit.
A lot of people liked your.
I know. I'm actually glad about that.
They were like talking to you. Nobody was like pissed off. Spoilers. They're like, where can I find this?
Yeah, it's like.
Okay, so. Moving on, we have a couple other comic-related things.
This looks like evil Pumbaa. It looks like Pumbaa.
Well, that's...
And Timon!
It's a warthog.
I'm a Power Ranger!
Okay, so, next on the comic line.
Oh, yep.
This is an interesting cover to see.
Okay, this cover is kind of a lie, because Billy never gets that outfit.
Oh. But, number 9 on the Boom Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comics had a cover that featured all 5 of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers... with their suits tinted green, and Red is wearing the dragon shoes.
Oh, no, it's not that they're tinted green. They are green.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
But I would like to find out some context behind
okay,
that.
Basically, Black Dragon, the thing right in front of you, in which he kidnapped Billy and destroyed his power coin, in which it cut off their connection to the morphing grid. However, Tommy is not technically a part of their morphing grid, since his powers were created by Rita.
Sure.
So in which they tapped into his power coin to give to get them back into the morphing grid. That's
cool.
Why their outfits are green.
That's cool.
Too much green energy.
Nope.
A lot of crap ton of green energy.
All right. And last on the comic book docket.
Scroll down.
In the same issue of number 9.
Second picture.
Yeah. Bam! Evil White Ranger.
Well, Evil Ranger. It's never confirmed that it's a white.
Well, he's primarily white.
Yeah. What's cool is he's like got like
a remix of
the
Dragon
Lord
Shield.
The Lord Zedai.
No. It looks like he has a combination of the Dragon Shield and like Alborai Killer's freaking
kind of. He's got the claw things.
It kind of has like a Brachio helmet though.
And then he's got like this
and
cool
the freaking white tiger thing on the visor.
Yeah.
That's. I love the line that he says, like, right here. He's like, my world.
Oh, yeah, it's
my
like,
world.
Where are Billy and Tommy? Don't worry. They are fine. They're in my world now.
Okay.
Sorry. But, yeah, basically, in... You have been warned. Spoilers.
This is the spoiler show.
Okay,
basically... If people are listening, they're out of luck.
All right, basically, in issue 9, the Rangers finally defeated... a Black Dragon, but in which they realize there's no one, like, Black Dragon wasn't really a person. It's a Zord.
Oh.
From an alternate timeline.
Ew.
Run by this guy.
Darkest timeline.
Yeah. In which, if you scroll back up, Ichi, we see Tommy and Billy trapped in this
you
alternate
monsters!
Timeline.
Monsters! You blew it up!
In which we see, basically, this is a timeline where the Rangers were defeated.
Soundly.
Yeah, actually, like, in that pose, the picture there, like, Billy just looks like...
You maniacs!
Oh, shit.
You blew it up!
I already said that.
Damn you all. Damn you all to hell. It's actually funny, that's how my friends found me in high school once when we got lost for the school.
Oh, you just screamed that out?
No, somebody shouted out, damn you all, and I shouted back out, damn you all to hell. Found them.
Worst game of Marco Polo ever. Alright.
Oh my god.
That's it on the comic end. Moving on to some X-Aid related news. We have confirmation that the full album of the Excite opening to X-Aid will be released January 18th. And CD release information is posted. You can pre-order the album. It comes with the original version, full-sized, the instrumental version, something called the Car Painter Remix.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, what?
And something called the Quarta 330S Pixelated Remix. I'm excited.
So probably an 8-bit version of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So in which this comes out 10 days before my birthday.
And then there's a version of this CD that comes with a DVD of the music video.
Oh.
So there's also a version that comes with a couple of Mighty Action X gadgets that have been customized, one of which plays a sample of the opening, another of which plays a sample of background music from the show.
Huh.
So those range from 1,300 to 1,800 to 3,300 yen plus tax and whatever else. Respectively, so you can look into pre-ordering that at this time.
Get excited!
How about now?
How about now?
Honestly, still the best music video I ever saw was Journey Through the Decade.
Yeah, you crazy Dutch.
No,
because
like Decade's actually like fighting a fucking monster during the whole video.
I was about to say you crazy Daichi bastard. Next, Hanaya Taiga from Kamen Rider X-Aid's birthday and blood type have been confirmed. One of very few riders with an actual official birthday down to the year.
Oh, hey, he's younger than me.
Yeah.
1987. Hey, that's the same year, what's his name? Stephen McCoy? It's the Seventh Doctor. Sylvester McCoy, that's his name.
Yeah. Anyways, Taiga's birthday has been confirmed as November 27th, 1987, and his blood type is AB positive.
Damn.
He He's like Wolverine, where he doesn't remember anything about it. So all he has is his name tag.
So Tiger's the oldest?
I don't know about oldest, but it was his birthday this past week.
And he was the original member of the fucking group.
He was the Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
So, you know, he probably is the oldest. Later.
Probably. All right, next.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
This isn't exactly news, but I thought this was good to share. So
I love it.
On one of the Facebook groups we follow, someone posted some hilarious fan art of Eggzaid as Pokemon.
And so, I tagged you guys in it.
So, first off, the first one we see here is Eggzaid fucking Hitmonchan, which I fucking love because I love Hitmonchan.
Then we have Escavalier as Brave.
Of course.
Yep.
Snipe Dartrix.
And, which I'm totally okay with.
Yeah. And finally, Laser Go-Go.
Yep. Laser Go-Go. Because
people ride it.
Yes.
So would Genmu be Hitmonlee?
No, he would be Hitmonchan.
No, he would be...
He'd be the Shiny.
He'd be Sock.
No, he'd be the Shiny.
Oh, yeah, maybe. If you guys want to see that, if you're not looking at them already, you can find them. The original link is twitter.com/REDOL_0H0W0M0. They posted it on their Twitter. Very nice.
Yeah, I love them.
What's the next?
Next, we got info on our next prototype gadget. Proto Bang Bang Shooting will be a tie-in campaign item to the Uniqlo line of clothing.
Why isn't that the one that I want? You have to buy clothing, Thor.
Well, ask our guy and maybe he can get it for you.
And get some goddamn clothing.
Honestly, yeah. The only proto gash that I'm interested in is Proto Mighty Action X, and I'm holding it right now.
Yeah, but you need Proto Bang Bang because Taiga actually used it.
No, I know, but honestly, like, right here we see a picture of Proto Snipe. I do not like it.
I like
those colors do not match him.
Let's zoom in on that real quick.
No, like... The proto Brave, that fucking is awesome looking. Because he looks like a black guy, but no, like, that looks,
I like it.
Well,
the white helmet is interesting.
It's probably because just the gamer driver just is so loud on him, so.
I love it.
So if you purchase a set of sweat clothing from Uniqlo, you can receive Proto Bang Bang Shooting.
Yeah, well, I don't want shirts covered in sweat.
No, the shirt is made of sweat.
It's made by the blood and sweat of...
Small children in the sweatshops.
I wasn't going to say it.
Real fucking mature.
I did.
Fucking Raven.
Real fucking mature.
Our leader, everyone, doesn't give two fucks about anything.
Neither does our, you know...
Except for the Pokemon he's playing.
Neither does
now.
Mercury yes, Caster. Yes. Well, we won't get into that.
Next. We got a promotion for the Heisei Generations Kamen Rider movie, which gives us our first look at Ghost Gamer Level 1.
And oh my god, it's adorable!
It's got the hood on!
It's got the hood on! It's... Riven's not happy.
That is the correct reaction.
Stranger danger.
I like that.
Bad touch.
I like that it's a black suit.
Bad touch, no.
Hey, Gar, sit down.
Also, no. The Kaigen Ghost Gadget is out in the wild now that the Eggzaid Rider Revolution game has been released, and we found out through a combination of that and through the Let's Go Ichigo Gadget that apparently the Rider Gadgets have a different level 1 sound. We're not going to play the clip, but it basically changes game to ride, and then at the end it says, I'm a Legend Rider.
Yep.
So it's like, let's ride, let's
and then,
ride.
Like, as expected, because they did this with the Lock Seeds too, like, the rider chimes, like, sound like the other, like, gamer riders.
It's the same melodies as the other riders. Ghost uses a Tattle Quest. Let's Go Ichigo uses Mighty Action X.
Yep. Yeah. Rider Punch! And, rider Kick!
And then, I don't know about the level 3 one for Ghost, but the level 3 sound for Ichigo's is a remix of Boxo Bike's level 3 sound. So they mixed it up. It's not just one
rider. I think level 3's is,
For Ghost?
Is Laser's level.
I know Ichigo's is, but I don't think Ghost's is. Anyways, just go watch the videos of the gadgets for yourself.
Yeah.
Next.
We got preview images of the next figure in the Level Up series, the Hunter Gamer.
Eh.
And pictures of how they combine with the other Level Up figures.
Eh.
So first off, we got a picture of it in its pure dragon form.
It's Durgan form.
It's Derpin form.
Stargan.
Picture of Snipe, level 5.
Rail.
It's basically a railgun, but it's referred to as Dragon Gun. We got Exade, full dragon. He also has like a partial form where it's just the head. It's called Dragon Fang, so it's kind of like wizard dragon forms. Then we got Brave with level 5 dragon dragon blade.
It's a fucking dick.
It's a fucking dick sword.
I don't care. I like it.
So you're saying you like dicks?
Sure.
Dicks!
And then probably the most unfortunate design, Laser 5, Dragon Fang, Dragon Claw.
More
you can see that Raven guy wasn't paying much attention to last week's Extra Extra. Because like, we showed this before.
And then there's just, no, that the toy there looks even like, worse than the picture.
Like, he gets both the blade and the gun that Blade and
it's just the head.
Brave and Snipe get, so he's kind of a little OP. But it just doesn't look good.
It's the head that's the problem.
Yeah. Like, that head belongs on the level 2, not on what's supposed to be his most powerful form.
Yeah.
Basically, sick weapons.
More evidence to why level 3 Laser is the best thing the show's produced.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hank Hill. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, wave of tire just hit me. Blah.
All right.
Let's keep going.
Next. Oh, sorry, that's info on the sound gashet.
Oh, God, they actually have, like, the artist's fucking picture on the gashet. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what the details are on these, but I saw someone post pictures of Exade shoes.
Why is one of them red?
That's Exade's one. I guess they pussied out and making a pink shoe and just decided to make it red.
That would have been amazing!
Are you sure this isn't coming out of Paradox?
It's got Exade's emblem right there.
But it's red and blue, like Paradox.
No, but
it's got Exade and Brave's emblem on them.
Yeah, no.
So that's, the red one is Exade's and the blue one's Brave's.
Whoever made these shoes are Claude.
You know, I would fucking, if I could get my hands on a pair of the Brave shoes, I would wear them. Completely unironically.
Of course you would. You'd wear them to work.
I would wear them everywhere.
You would go on Christmas.
In fact, I'm going to start looking into how to get those and what sizes they come in.
Of course you are.
Okay.
Next story.
The villain for the Dobutsu Sentai Zuojo vs. the Ninja movie has been revealed. It is a villain called Gilmarda, along with Gengetsu Kiba Oni being revived.
Woohoo! Who fucking cares? He was the worst final villain in a Sentai ever.
So there's Gilmarda. Not a bad design.
Been revived.
Is that a dragon?
Oh no.
What the fuck am I
looking
at?
It almost looks like they took some design cues from Kamen Rider Ryugen to design this monster.
I see Star Ninja. I miss you.
What the fuck am I looking at?
This is Gilmarda, the new villain.
Is he voiced by someone that we know?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I don't know, we've had Hayadane voice a villain in a movie.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Anyways, that movie's coming out January 5th.
Okay, I'm really disappointed by this picture right here we're looking at.
What?
So, like,
looking
at a picture of Aka Ninja and Zeo Whale, I'm very disappointed that we're not seeing, like, Aka Ninja Chozets with Zeo Whale. Like, I'm like, you can fucking do it!
Lane.
Why do you care? It's a ninja.
It's a crossover film. Fuck the previous power-ups from the other series.
But Chozets is cool!
No, Lane, it's in storage now. We're not bringing it back out.
Next.
But Star Ninja is
We're not it. Going to
bring Next. It. Stop talking about Zeus! We're fucking ninja.
We got a better look at the newly redesigned Kyoryuger suits appearing in the same movie.
I like them.
What?
Yeah, they're white. Zoom in.
What the fuck?
I like
Zoom in harder!
Zoom in more.
Zoom in once more!
More. There you go.
What the
Yeah, look at all that
Close-ups.
White.
Close-ups.
Wait a minute, that's a different... Are these different Couriers?
I don't think so.
But those are different emblems.
It kind of looks like they have, like, double heads.
Also, move. Move to the right or left. Side boob.
Look at that side boob. Great. Gaty-gaty. Gaty-goo. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Oh, that ass, too.
The article does mention that the dinosaur logo in the chest does have two dinosaur heads. Details are still sparse.
No comment.
Wait, you know what? I know who these people are. I know who they are. They're the Kyoryuger's children as Kyoryuger. Because remember, the Kyoryuger's from the 100 Years Later movie, those were their great-grandchildren. So this is either their children or their...
I mean,
grandchildren.
I mean, this is a movie about message from the future. So.
Yeah, but that was Takahara's son.
But you have
he could also be here from the future. Yeah.
But you also have to remember, this is Super Sentai. Where when do we have future continuity, right?
Yeah, no, but you know what? That would be fucking smart of Toei if they did that. Just
For all we know, this could be Power Rangers Dino Charge footage.
That'd be amazing!
Who knows? Next.
What?
We have a shot of the enemy being featured in the Kamen Rider Spectre film.
It looks cool.
Actually, you know what? To all the fans listening to this episode, count how many times I've said, what the fuck?
I know, last week he just kept saying, herp-a-derp.
Herp-a-derp, what the fuck, and Ermagur.
So apparently the new enemy is the Evolute, an enemy that appeared in the now peaceful Ganma world.
Oh.
And of course, there's a shot of Shin Spectre, depending on how you.
Wait! You said now peaceful Ganma world? Wasn't it always in peace beforehand?
Lane. Before it was just in pieces.
Lane.
Hmm?
It was like the Empire from Star Wars.
No, but Alan clearly fucking stated. In a my world, we have no wars, no conflict. That means peace.
No.
Yes.
That means
Alan had no idea what the fuck anything meant at the start.
No, it meant that everybody was subjugated by the ruling family and had no say in anything.
Oh, whatever.
So it was less peace and more dictatorship.
The Empire.
Oh, so the Empire.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So in the same shot, we get to see Sin Spectre and Necrom Yujo Burst. Which also gives us our first look at the actual Necron Yujo Burst
gold
icon.
Tokon boost.
I like it.
I'm a Megular anymore because I gave it to Ichi.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
Which means I'm going to buy that icon!
Yep.
No comment.
Alright.
Until we get a full body shot, at least.
Of what?
Of Evolution.
Oh, of Evolute?
Yeah, Evolute.
Yeah. He looks cool from what we can see.
Yeah, like, his head kind of looks like Graphite's a little bit.
Like,
yeah, he's got some bird-like features.
Like, Evolute, I want to see him in action and a full body shot. Until then, it's something.
Yep.
I'll at least say cool colors.
Alright, next.
Ears!
Okay, Lane. Ghost Agers Rika Sato confirmed pregnant with first child. Okay, so you go missing for 5 years, and then you come back announcing that you're pregnant.
You come back with a stowaway.
You got something cooking in the oven?
No, but didn't you say, like, when we were talking about her before, that, like, literally she, like, went off the map because, like, no one cared about her anymore?
No, just her agency went off the map.
Oh, well, there you go. So now that she's pregnant, everyone's gonna be like, oh, Kosei Pig's pregnant, oh my god!
Who?
You know Ghost Sager.
Who?
That's Ghost Sager.
Hell, we can't even. Great, that means we only got like 3 Ghost Sagers that we could actually use because one of them retired.
Oh.
So,
don't you remember Ghost Sager Black retired from acting?
So, Rika Sato posted a picture of her and some hopeful expectants, and she mentioned in her tweet that she welcomes the next addition to their family and implied that the next photo will feature the 5 human Ghost Sagers and the baby.
Alright, I gotta know. Which one's the dad in this picture?
All I'll say is, I hope that their baby has...
Is it Ghost Sager Knight?
Has its father's
is
ears.
Is Ghost Sager Knight the dad?
I'm sorry.
Just the baby. The baby of monkey ears!
Yeah! No, like, go back, like, look at those ears! Those are terrible! I'm like, nothing against you, Gosei Pink. Like, I bet you're a very nice lady. It's just... I can't fucking stand those
That's
ears.
That's mean.
Oh, I'm sorry!
That's
She's
mean
never gonna hear this, so who cares?
You're pink, Ashley. You're supposed to sympathize with her. Yeah.
No!
Meanwhile, a week later in Japan, I must kill this pink caster. Puts on like a ninja outfit and
she comes to fight me in her Gosei pink outfit and I'm like,
pink caster pop, go.
Right?
Next. Kamen Rider Blade Creature Gadget Archives Undead Buckle.
Why?
Creature Gadget.
Okay, good. I might just be tired. I read something completely different there.
Tell us what you read.
No, I looked up for a second. I was like, Undead Bukake? What?
Bukake!
Wait, what?
Bukake! Don't worry about it.
You're too young.
You're way too young.
You're too young, Gar. We'll tell you when you're older.
Will you tell me after?
We'll tell you when you're in your on your birthday. You won't be a child.
You'll anymore. Experience it for your birthday.
19. No.
You'll be a man. No, you're gonna be a true man.
Premium Bandai has unveiled this undead buckle as seen in the Blade Kamen Rider Blade.
You know that thing they throw the cards at the undead when they seal them.
When they were defeated, the buckle would open, revealing which number and suit they are, and they would throw the card into that buckle to capture them.
And this one's Hajime's.
It's the Two of Hearts, the spirit card. So it is, in fact, Hajime's actual undead buckle.
Look how big it is. Jesus Christ.
The biggest question of all, why?
Because.
No, but you know what? This is called the Creature Gadget Archives, which means we might get more stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll get those little pincer fang thingies that the fang guy are injecting into people
to
suck them dry.
No!
No! I don't want that to happen! No.
So they actually got Ryoji Morimoto, who played Chalice the Model, in the ad here. The item comes with a mini leaflet, which is designed to look like the Spirit Rouse card. Mm. It also comes with an interview with Ryoji Morimoto. This Premium Bandai Web exclusive item costs 89.80 yen and is set for March 2017.
Why is everything coming out in March?
Because everything in March.
Yeah, I know. Like,
it seems like everything's coming out in March.
Might as well just fucking hand them my wallet and just be like, you know what? For next year, just
hook it to my veins.
Just take it. Take it.
All right.
Each year, I'm gonna be skipping rent that month.
That's on me. All right. Last bit of news. This is pretty interesting. So anyone who watched/listened to our first episode of Nice Friendly Chat Ranger, which was our interview with Mr. Bueno of Garage Hero Studios.
Bueno.
Don't remind me.
Who produced Gun Caliber. They actually announced this week that the full uncut feature-length version of Gun Caliber has been picked up for worldwide distribution through SRS Cinema on DVD, Blu-ray, and VHS.
Oh.
Yeah, because VHS.
Because that still exists.
You know what? I will buy the VHS version. Because I think that's what they filmed it on.
Do you want to know how autistic I am? I actually know what the last major motion picture to be on VHS was.
And what was it?
Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
Oh, God.
It was the last big Hollywood movie to get a VHS
release. Well, that explains why VHS won.
Hashtag autistic as fuck.
Yeah, so, this is awesome news to hear that Gun Caliber got picked up for distribution. Congratulations to everyone at Garage Hero.
Yay, good job, guys. You did it. You're official.
Yay. There was a lot more news this week, but sadly, A, I didn't put in the news, and B,
We're out of time,
so we'll add it in next week.
Whoa, I just realized something.
What?
Oh, Ultraman news.
Because
part A.
See, again, part A, I didn't add anything to the news this week.
Oh.
There were, like, two things of Ultraman news.
Plus, we're recording later than usual, so,
yeah, so
we don't have time.
Yeah, we don't have time
for that. Okay, bye, everybody!
Thank you all for watching, listening, viewing, clicking, loving, fighting, trusting.
Women. Then?
Money. And we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Two Rangers awesome.
Nah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.